Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Holy God, we just bless you. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Father God, we bless your name, God. God, you are so worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the glory, God, and we lift you up, Father God, and we just tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you, God, for opening up your arms. Thank you, God, for loving us, oh God. Thank you, God, for allowing us safe travels on today. God, thank you, Lord God, for getting us to this point in time. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do, God. And we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for who you are. God, you are great. You are I am. You are omnipotent. You're the almighty God. You are the beginning and you're also the end, God. And we just want to tell you thank you. And we honor you and we reverence you right now, Father God. We acknowledge you, God, as the Lord and Savior of our lives. You are King of Kings. And you get all the glory. You are Lord of Lords. There is none like you in all this earth, God. And God, there is no way and nothing that compare to you. God, you are just who you say you are, the faithful God, the all-knowing, the all-powerful God, the one who is and who is to come. Father God, we just bless you on today. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We just thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh God, and we just want to tell you, Lord God, how much we appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything you've done. And we appreciate how you're moving and what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for everything. God, thank you, Father God, for bringing us, Lord God, to a place of acceptance. Thank you, God, for the correction. Thank you, God, for the insight, the foresight, the hindsight. God, thank you for helping us to reflect, approve, correct. God, thank you, Father God, for giving us understanding, wisdom, and help. God, thank you for keeping us because we want to be kept. God, thank you for ordering our steps, guiding our paths, giving us direction, Lord. Thank you for opening our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Thank you, God, for opening up your word to us, Lord God. God, giving us understanding that is causing our minds to be renewed and the transformation to take place, not just in our heart, but our very character and being. God, we just want to tell you, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, for how you're moving in our lives. Thank you, Father God, for how you're moving in our lives. It's changing some things, Lord. Some things, Lord God, we thought that could never be changed, that would never change. God, you're doing it. You're doing it with your word. You're doing it with your spirit. You're doing it through your power. The way you think. How you do it. Father, and we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, God, for all that you do. Thank you, God, for seeing about us, Lord. Thank you for seeing about our families and our loved ones, Lord. How you reach out to them, Lord God. How you open up your arms, God. You let them know that they are known to you. Thank you, Lord. For not turning your back on us, Lord God. When we go to the right and you tell us to go to the left. God, you are so, so faithful, so kind, so generous, so loving. And God, we just want to make sure we tell you that we appreciate you, even when it gets hard, Lord, even when it gets tough, God. Some things, Lord God, that be so hard to accept and receive, and God, it hurts. God, we just thank you so, so very much, God, for understanding. God, being there, Lord God, and we can come to you, God, even when we're angry, upset, distraught, in distress. We can come to you, and we know that you're there. We know that you will listen to us. We know that you will hear us. You know, we know, Father God, that you will see about us. We know, Father God, that you will take us right on in. And God, you know how to open up our hearts. You know how to form a surgery. God, that we will receive, God, whatever you're saying to us, Lord God, that we'll gain an understanding that we need, the clarity that we need, God, the hope that we need, the encouragement, God, that we need. God, we can get it all from you. And we just want to tell you thank you. God, thank you for opening up our hearts. Thank you, God, for helping us on today. Thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to cast all our cares upon you. Oh, God, and lay it all at your feet. Every concern, Father God, every person, every situation, every circumstance, even things that's in our own hearts. God, we lay it at your feet right now. Father God, even it's hard, Father God, for us to accept the truth. Truth about us, truth about what we did, how we did it, when we did it. Father God, even the truth, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that in spite of it all, Lord, you love us just the same. Your love never changes. And that's what gives us so much hope. That's what gives us so much hope and assurance and a confidence in you that nobody can take it away. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you so much for being there. As we lay all these things on the altar, as we give you everything, God, as we give you our heart, as we give you those troubles that are troubling us, God, we're asking, God, that you would lift it up for us in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking, God, that you would lift it up off of us. God, that we're not carrying stuff unnecessarily. God, that you would remove all those heavy burdens, Lord God. Asking, Father God, that stuff, Lord God, that we're carrying from the old and after, God, the stuff that just happened. God, we're asking that you lift it up off of us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that we wouldn't allow that stuff to hinder us, Father God, that we keep moving forward, that we don't get stuck, that we don't get into a place, Father God, where we start to question and doubt who you are or what you are, Father God, but that we cleave to you even the more. God, that we cleave even closer as we acknowledge, Lord God, these things that are in our heart. Father God, the envy and the jealousy and the hate and the anger and the frustrations and the, oh God, the lies and the manipulations and the vindictiveness and the get back and God, all this stuff. God, that we didn't even know was in our heart. We didn't want to face it, Lord God, but we just thank you, God, because you have a way of making us face these things. You have a way of making us. You make us. And we thank you, Lord God, for making us. For molding us and shaping us, Lord God, whether it's through test, trial, experience, however you do it, Father God, whether it's through persecution, oh God, and whether it's through a temptation, all of it, Father God, you use for our learning, for our growth, for our maturity, for help us, Lord God, to become who you have ordained us to be. Father, give us a heart to accept it all. Whatever you have for us, not turning a deaf ear, turning and being ignorant, Lord God, but actually accepting, learning and growing, maturing in you. God, our heart is open and we're asking you to enter in. We welcome you in right now. We want you to come in, Father God, and take up residence, God. We're asking that your spirit dwell in this place. Lord God, dwell in our hearts, dwell in our spirit, dwell in our minds, and restore our souls, Lord. We need some restoration taking place. God, in our minds, Lord, in our hearts, Lord, we need some reconciliation. God, some things need to be reconciled inside of us. God, as you expose the lies, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to recognize, Lord God, and not fall in
into the same traps, snares of the enemy. But God, help us, Lord God, to be wise. To be wise in our conversations. To be wise, Lord God, in our actions and our reactions. Be wise, Lord God, with what you give us. To be wise, Lord God, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Lord God, to do the book. To really do the book. Because your word, God, is what gives us life. Your word is what gives us freedom. Your word is what puts a firm foundation under us, that we won't be shaken or moved. Oh, God, we just bless you on today. Oh, God, we bless you on today. Because, Lord God, we know that you're the only one that can make it right. You the only can put things in order. You the only one that's setting the road straight. So we're looking to you to do it, Father God, not just for us, but all of us, all your children. Some are led astray. Some are faithful. Some, Father God, are half in, half out. Some are doing your will. Some are not. Wherever we are, wherever we may be, God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to draw us closer unto you, to remember who we are, to understand, Lord God, what you have called us to be. Oh, God, to understand, God, that we must separate ourselves, that we are royal priests, you are part of the royal kingdom, that we are the heads and not the tails above and about the knee. We are more than overcomers. Father God, that you have a plan, and it is always good, no matter how much it hurts. And if we have to repeat it more than once, Father God, it's still a good plan. Help us, God, to learn what we need to learn. Remove those things out of our heart, God, that is contrary to your word. Remove these things out of our heart, God, that is not pleasing in your sight. Circumcise our heart, God. Remove the old wineskins, God. The old ways of thinking, the old ways of living, the old ways of looking, the old perspective, stuff that we were brought up with, stuff that we were taught, and even stuff that we misunderstood. Reading your word, thinking we know it all, Father God, and we have no clue. And God, some of us get a little bit of revelation and we run with it, Lord God. And we start walking in pride and haughtiness. God, asking you, Lord, help us, God, to stay meek. Help us to remember that humility. Help us to be those children that always want to learn. Not trying to be better than our teachers, but listen to learn and grow. And as we grow older spiritually as well as naturally, we're prepared and ready to give our testimony and help those that are coming behind us. God, not leading to our own understanding, but God, but Father, you by your Spirit in every area of our lives. God, we need your help. We cannot do this on our own. We cannot, Lord. There's just no way. Oh, God, we need your help, Lord God, in every area, Father God, spiritually, naturally, physically. God, we need your help financially. Oh, God, we need your help mentally. Oh, God, we need your help psychologically. Father God, you are the all-time leading God. You are the physician. You are the psychiatrist. You are the one, Father God, that equalizes everything. You are the just God. God, help us to remember, God, that we don't have to defend ourselves. We don't have to prove nothing to nobody. We don't have to compete nor compare. We don't have to try to win other people's attention, the accolades. We don't have to do anything but be who you called us to be. Help us, God. Help us in our hearts, God. Because of past experiences or different traumas, Lord God, things trigger us, Father God, and we act out of our emotions and our feelings. Help us, God, to dig just a little bit deeper and gather ourselves, operate in the spirit and not in the flesh. Control, allowing the spirit to control and guide us, allowing your spirit to lead us, allowing your spirit to give us what to say and how to say, when to move, when not to move, God. Oh God, we're asking you to remove the jealousy and the envy. Oh God, and when we see stuff coming, Father God, to begin to pray. Pray for them, Lord God, to be used by the spirits of this world. Pray for our own selves and pray for everybody else that is in the midst of it all. Help us, God, not to judge, point your finger. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to love the way you intended us to love. Forgiving, not holding a grudge, letting go of the past. Lord God, in forgiving, having hearts that all we do is forgive and move on. Oh God, believing, Father God, that you will work everything out for our good. And Father God, give us the courage to stand when even the other party may not want to stand. Maybe they want to do it their way. Father God, give us the courage to stand regardless of how they act or what they do or what they say. God, help us in our hearts today. We understand, God, that we must die daily. God, I need your help. Oh, Jesus. Only you are worthy. Oh, God, I need you in my heart. Only you are worthy. Remove this stuff, God. The accusations, the false accusations, the lies, the deception. God, help us to see clearly. God, help us, Lord, to discern these things, recognize these things, and simply walk away. Choose life. You are greater. You are greater than all these different things. Father, we just bless you. And we thank you, God, for another opportunity, giving us chance after chance after chance. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you never give up on us. We thank you, God, that you see about us. We thank you, God, that you know. We thank you for the warnings. We thank you, Father God, for your love. You deserve, Father God, everything that's not of you. In the name of Jesus. God, remove the idols. Remove the rituals. Stuff that we've learned over the years, God, and didn't know, Father God, the truth. God, help us to recognize these things that we keep doing, knowing and unknowing. And turn from our way. God, order our steps, Lord. Oh, God, and we just bless you, God. We just want to make sure you know that we appreciate you, God. The word that you give us is rich. The word that you give us, Lord God, is a word that transforms us, Lord. And we just thank you for that word. God, let it go into our heart, Father God. Oh, God, like never before. Take it a little bit deeper, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let it go into those hidden places, Lord, that we don't even know about. Even in the mind, God. Old memories, God. that's causing us to react a certain way or causes us to err, God. Go in, Father God, and remove it all in the name of Jesus. And God, let us not be embarrassed or ashamed. When you do these things, God, that's the hardest part, God. Jesus. Sometimes we just want to run and hide. God, give us the courage to stand and face it, Lord. Head on. We ask, God, that you see about your people, God. See about your people, God. Saved or unsaved, God. Those that worship you, those that don't even know how to worship. See about your people, God. Encourage them, lift them up. Give them a word, Father God. We not stupid. We know when we hear your voice. We know when it's you. We know.
Praise you on today.
Oh God, we just thank you on today. See about our families and our children, Lord. God, even those, Lord God, our church family, God, those we've seen, those we haven't seen, those that have backslidden, those that have walked away, those that have moved on, God, because you have them in ministry. Lord, bless. Help God keep, protect. Let your will be done. Let your will be done, Lord. Help us to be even more obedient and willing, Lord. Coming from a sincere heart. A heart that's sincere. A heart of purity. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that each day there's new mercies. We thank you for those new mercies, Lord. God, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, Lord. God, as we strive to do better, we tell you we love you and we appreciate you. And we thank you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name I pray.